number three, please.
From the interim fiscal and budget administrator, submitting a due diligence report for the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture to enter into an agreement with the Philippine Cultural and Civic Center Foundation, Inc., for the lease of certain portions of the Zablocki Park Pavilion.
Would you please introduce yourselves for our listening audience?
Sure. Sarah Jankowski with the Department of Administrative Services. Just to provide a brief overview, this is a lease with the Zablocki Pavilion for the Philippine Cultural and Civic Center Foundation. They're looking to use it for their offices, their administrative programming, and also to run a free medical clinic. Just some summaries of the lease terms. The lease could potentially be in place for 35 years. There's an initial 15-year lease and then two 10-year extensions. The tenant does not pay for rent for the facility, but does pay utility costs and also is investing a minimum of $200,000 in capital improvements to the facility. The lease would be for most of the pavilion, but there would still be the upper-level community room that would be available for rental to the public. Within the lease, there's just a couple of issues that the Department of Administrative Services just wanted to address. One, the two 10-year extensions are solely determined by the tenant, so the county does not have an opportunity to get out of the lease unless the Zablocki Pavilion or park is closed by official action. The $200,000 in capital improvements includes both improvements to the facility itself that we would otherwise need to do, such as window replacements, and also some improvements include things that are done to suit their program functions, such as retrofitting locker rooms into office space, but it does provide an additional asset to the building. They do have the available funds to pay for the capital improvements, and they're working on raising grants to increase funding for their other programs and additional improvements that may be needed in the future. Since they're not paying rent, we just wanted to calculate what the financial benefit to the county is. Assuming that the lease is in place for the full 35 years, that's an equivalent of approximately $476 per month. That's incorporating the $200,000 in capital improvements over 35 years. There's just a couple issues that the Department of Administrative Services wanted to address with entering into long-term leases, the issues that have come up in the past. For one, if a public facility is leased to either a nonprofit or for-profit organization, there are certain restrictions on financing capital improvements with tax-exempt bonds. So potentially if there's something that we need to do in the future, we may need to cash finance that project depending on the circumstances. Also in the future, the county may determine that there's a better use for the facility, but now we're entered into this long-term lease, so for 35 years we would not be able to do anything else with the pavilion. There are a couple recommendations we included with the resolution that we attached if the board looks to our recommendations. One is to amend the lease to require that the county board and county executive approve any lease extensions beyond the initial 15-year term of the lease, and to, at that point, look at the capital needs of the facility and determine if additional improvements should be required for any lease extensions. Also, to require the capital improvements in the lease to include only improvements to the facility itself and not other outside improvements, and to require that all those improvements be completed within the first 5 years of the lease. And finally, that allow the lease to be terminated if the county board determines that they want to develop the Zablocki Park, sell it, or otherwise close the facility. Items 4 and 5 are included in the updated lease that was attached in your packet.
Mr. Kuglich, those modifications as requested by DAS have been structured in item number 4, if I am correct.
Paul Kluglich, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture. In item number 4 of today's agenda, I worked very closely with the Department of Administrative Services and with the Philippine Foundation. And of the recommendations, 3 have been incorporated into the lease agreement. 3.5 have been incorporated into the lease agreement. If you'd like me to go through those, I can do that.
Would you please?
Sure. As to DAS's recommendation number 1, amend the lease to require the approval of the county board and county executive to extend the lease beyond the initial 15 years. In working with the Philippine Foundation, they felt that the county board having the ability to develop the park or the pavilion at any time during the lease satisfies that requirement, so they were not agreeable to having the review take place at the 15-year period for a mutually agreeable extension, because the board does, this body does have the power to develop the park or the pavilion as it sees fit. As to number 2, add the requirement in the lease that if the lease is renewed beyond the 15 years, that the tenant and the landlord review the capital needs of the facility. If the improvements are needed, the repairs should be added as a requirement of the tenant as a condition of the lease extension. As to point number two, the first half was agreeable to the Philippine Foundation and incorporated to the lease. After the initial 15 years, they have agreed to sit down at the table, look at what repairs may need to happen to the facility, and to make those repairs, not as a requirement, but as a possible renegotiation of the lease. Number three, revise the lease to require the $200,000 in capital improvements apply only to improvements to the building. Their proposal includes a few improvements, such as installing a Philippine flagpole, that do not improve the building. The $200,000 that as a minimum that they are supposed to contribute does go to the building as a whole for the capital improvements, and they expect actually to exceed that $200,000. Revise the lease to require the improvements be completed within the first 5 years of the lease. That has been incorporated into the agreement. Revise the lease to allow the lease to be terminated if the county board elects to develop, assign, convey, or otherwise dispose of the park and or pavilion. That has also been incorporated.
Questions by committee members? Supervisor Jurczyk.
Is number one and number two inconsistent with each other? It seems to me if you're going to adopt number two, you would permit the county board to review the lease after 15 years.
Essentially what I see where you're getting, that's not necessarily the case according to the term of the lease. There is a unilateral extension on their part, but they have agreed, if you would look at paragraph in your packet, it would be page one of the substitute lease agreement, paragraph 2B.
Not there, so could you read it out loud?
Sure. While it is agreed upon at this time that the renewal option may be exercised under the same terms and conditions that exist at the time the renewal option is exercised for the then current term, the parties hereto agree that a prediction of the future over the next 35 years is impossible. Therefore, in the spirit of cooperation and taking into consideration the use, occupancy, and demographics in place at the time each renewal option may be exercised, the parties agree that further negotiation regarding the terms and conditions, including rent, may be appropriate at the time each renewal is exercised by tenant.
But that would not include board oversight.
That would not include board oversight.
15 years is a long time. I mean, it seems that if you're going to have the ability to review the facility in terms of maintenance or repairs, et cetera, and just have one party have the option to renew the lease, it just seems problematic to me. I don't know why we wouldn't include the ability for at least some kind of review of the board.
The termination provision in the lease does give the board the authority to, at any time, actually review the use of the pavilion and how the board, as policy, wants to direct that use. And it has the authority to terminate the lease if it would care to do so.
At will.
At will.
At
the same time, since they are contributing the $200,000 in capital contribution, there would be paying back at a depreciated rate over 20 years the improvements that they've put in the building should the use change and the agreement be terminated.
You've had this reviewed by the Borough Council?
I have.
And they were okay with all these provisions?
Yes. As was risk management.
Could we have the other questions asked before we get to the motion?
Why, sure. Supervisor Sanfilippo, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First thing I noticed was that the figures in the lease and everything, all the documentation, don't add up to $200,000. You've got $107,000 and then another $73,000 that you're talking about improvements. That equals $180,000, not $200,000. and also in one of the attachments, Exhibit C, where it kind of breaks down the work that's going to be done, that only equaled $180,000 as well. So I'm not sure where we're getting the other $20,000 to meet the $200,000 requirement. But more importantly, I think the concern that I have is we're talking about $200,000 worth of improvements that the county is going to receive the benefit of. But $73,000 of those improvements seem to be strictly for their own use, to tailor the building to fit their own use, for example, building medical examination rooms or something. I don't think the county really benefits by having medical examination buildings in a park pavilion. And so I'm concerned that the $200,000 figure, we're really not getting $200,000 worth of benefit. I mean, from what I can see, we're only getting $100,000. And so I have a concern, is are we really getting the value? And we're not even talking now the $476 a month over the term of the lease, which I think is low to begin with, but if you take almost half of that away, now you're cutting that figure way down. So are there provisions in here that, I see there was mention that the $200,000 should strictly benefit the building itself and the county, but then the lease seems to be loose to allow other things that really don't benefit.
Please.
Well, essentially, the $200,000 requirement, which contains a contingency, as I was just told by Sarah Jankowski, the improvements go to improve the entire structure, whether the structure is being used in one portion by the tenant or not. It simply is, by definition, a capital improvement to the building. So that's where the $200,000 requirement came in.
But how does the county benefit from putting in medical examination rooms that are really going to be used? Not that, they're a bad thing. I mean, the whole use and proposal is a good one. But we're talking about the county needing to get some type of compensation for their building. And we're really not getting them $200,000 worth of compensation if half of the repairs are going strictly for use by that tenant alone.
Mr. Kuklich.
Chairman, supervisors. The tenant is building out that space in order to provide a public service. So as to the upstairs, for instance, there'll be a computer room that the tenant is going to build out to offer free computer classes to seniors. They're going to have a Philippine Cultural Center display room, essentially, where they're going to show artifacts of the Philippine culture. They will have some administrative space. They're going to be offering dance classes, cooking classes, and seminars. So the county, I see, is benefiting from the use of that space that they're improving. The space currently is not being used at all.
There are also free medical services being offered by this center.
Correct.
And my assumption is that that would have a tangible and quantifiable, perhaps not easily, a dollar figure that would attach to it. And if, for instance, people are using this facility rather than emergency rooms, those costs savings would be reflected somewhere, and it would be to the total benefit of the community's fabric, I think, but would be hard to be specific about in terms of analyzing the true benefit to the county in the dollars and cents, it would seem to me.
I understand. Oh, please, go ahead.
Please, Mr. Boltman.
Yes. One of the things that distinguishes this lease from some others is they're only leasing a portion of the building, and it's very heavily underutilized as it is and is today. It also needs repairs. For example, they're removing some lockers that aren't used at all and at their expense. And they are committed to put in the $200,000 in capital improvements on the building. That is, there's no wiggle room in that requirement whatsoever. I think that it's highly likely that the portion that we retain will be rented more often with the activity that's being put on this in this facility with the extra attendance that's coming on that. I've talked to Supervisor Weishon. He strongly supports this project. And I think that its uniqueness, if this was leasing the entire facility, I think some of the questions would be more pertinent, but I think because of the fact that they're only using a portion of the building does make a distinction, and I think the last clause that's in the DASA's report, which allows the county board to use the facility for some other purpose at any time, is a major concession. Almost no other tenant would agree to that kind of provision in this kind of lease. This is a nonprofit group that's serving the community. They can't use a real big facility because they're not a large organization. But Supervisor Weishan supports this, and I would recommend its approval the way the Parks Department recommends it.
Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Did we seek out any other possible tenants?
We did not.
So then we don't know if another tenant would pay more.
Yes, this lease, I'll let the Parks Department, this lease wasn't, the purpose of this lease is to further utilize a park for a nonprofit group and serving the community. It wasn't to put a commercial restaurant or something like that in its place. We have agreements with these type of nonprofit groups all throughout the park system.
Mr. Chairman, nobody's arguing that the purpose, you know, for what they want to use this facility for is not a worthy cause. I mean, it's a very good cause. My point is, considering the financial condition that we have with our entire county government, let alone the park system, and the need for us to really watch and to be able to take care of our parks the best way possible, we have a duty to safeguard and to make sure that we're getting the best deal for the not only the park system and county government, but also for the taxpayers. And so I think the $200,000 for them to invest into a building is probably a fair amount of money, and $476 a month rent over the term of the lease, while low, it's a good cause. I don't have a problem with that. But where I think the issue comes in is that the $200,000 is not strictly all of it benefiting the county. I mean, they're putting in, according to this documentation, $73,000 that is strictly tailored to their own use. I mean, it's tenant build-out. So ostensibly, if they were for some reason to leave after 5 years, that $73,000 they've invested for their tenant use could be completely useless to another tenant or even to the county. So the county really isn't achieving that portion. So either we're going to give them the building and say the county's really achieving a $100,000 benefit, or we're going to give them the lease and say the county's going to achieve $200,000 in benefit, but then we want the $200,000 really to go to the structure itself and to taking care of that facility.
Other comments or questions by committee members? Supervisor Dmitrijevic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Was there a motion made already?
Not as yet.
Okay. Well, I'm prepared to make a motion for approval, please.
We have the more appropriate motion might be to substitute for.
Yeah, I would move both substitution and approval of substitution unless someone requests a division of the action.
Okay, the motion before us is to substitute number 4, which contains the lease modification as agreed to by all parties. Okay. Are there further questions on that issue? On the substitution, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrijevic.
Aye.
Jerseth.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes.
The substitute is before us. Do we have a motion on the substitute? We did have a motion to approve.
I thought I moved both of them.
I think you did. I think you did. The motion before us is to approve the substitute. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrijevic.
Aye.
Jerseth.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
No.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 6 ayes, 1 no. The item is approved.
Thank you very much.